Thank you for joining me on this episode of Uncovering the Bayan Basin. True tales from the shores of Jervis Bay and St George's Basin, exploring the lives, legends and landscapes that shape this remarkable part of the New South Wales South Coast. Today's episode, The Wool Road Story, the colonial dream of turning Jervis Bay into a wool port. Wool may have built the road, but history took a different path. So today we look back to the mid-1800s when wool was the lifeblood of the young colony and Jervis Bay was the centre of a bold plan to link the booming wool industry of inland New South Wales with the world. In 1797, the first Merino sheep arrived in Australia. Unlike earlier breeds, this Spanish variety was much better suited to the Australian environment and was a formidable wool producer. Sheep farming began on the southern tablelands with the 1820s arrival of explorers and stockmen who found the grassland suitable for grazing Merino sheep. Merino flocks were grazed around Braidwood, Bungendore and Goulburn, producing bales of the fine Merino wool. But there was a problem in how to get that wool to the market. They faced a long overland journey from Braidwood using the cumbersome bullock drays of the time to get their wool to the Sydney markets and shipped around the world. The journey could take around 3 weeks or longer at the bullock's slow pace via Bungonia and Barulan to Sydney. A quicker and cheaper method would be to take their produce to the coast at Jervis Bay and then ship to Sydney, if only a suitable overland route could be found. However, colonial infrastructure often relied on Aboriginal knowledge, and the land between Nerriga and Jervis Bay is part of the country of Wandandian people. Traditionally, Wandandian people used tracks from the Pigeon House Range through the area now known as Wandandian to reach the fishing grounds at St George's Basin and the inland hunting areas of the Tablelands. In the 1830s and 40s, Wandandian people still lived on their traditional lands. In 1831, Robert Futter of Bungonia and George Galbraith of Nerriga formed an expedition to find a path from Nerriga to Jervis Bay and were accompanied by two Aboriginal guides. So the wool road would become a reworking of an ancient Aboriginal track that ran from the Braidwood and Nerriga area down to St George's Basin and Jervis Bay, but was widened for bullock trays. In 1840, government surveyor James Lama commenced assessing the route and marked out what became known as the Wool Road, stretching from Nerriga across rugged bushland and steep gullies down to the coast, finishing at the Holden Street boat ramp in present-day Vincentia. Lama Avenue in Sanctuary Point is named after him. Work on the Wool Road commenced in February 1841. It was constructed privately with 70 convicts assigned to Nerriga landowner John Mackenzie. In June 1841, another 14 men arrived at the new port of South Huskisson aboard the steamer Tamar. They were supported by the ship Isabella that brought rations and implements from Sydney to Jervis Bay. The significant geographical obstacles to be overcome were crossing the Endrick River near Nerriga, climbing to a plateau in the northern part of the Pigeon House Range, then avoiding the steep valleys and gorges cut into that plateau by tributaries of the Shoalhaven and Clyde rivers, and subsequently descending from the plateau to the coastal plain to reach Jervis Bay. Blasting through sandstone was required at the Bully Gap, located beneath the Jerawongala Lookout and the Wandian Gap. The Wool Road covered a distance of approximately 37 miles, 60 kilometres, and it was built at an estimated cost of £997. The road was opened for use by the first wool dray 9 months later in October 1841, but as the road neared completion, the road gang became a nuisance at the Jervis Bay Inn. A report stated that
scenes of debauchery and violence are of daily occurrence, there being no magistrate or constable to control them.
Locally, there was optimism about the future as the first bales of wool from John Mackenzie's property at Nerriga were carried over the wool road and loaded at St Huskisson in late 1841. At first, the drays were taken to the beach and the wool bales and other cargo were carried out on small boats to a waiting ship. And the next year, a wharf was built. The steamship Sophia Jane made her first trip to the port of South Huskisson in June 1841 and provided a monthly and at times twice monthly service between the port and Sydney. The bark Signet visited the port in December 1842 to load a cargo of wool for London. The town of South Huskisson, now Vincentia, grew around the port. A wool store and an inn were built. At least 200 building allotments in the private township were sold during 1841 at high prices on an assumption of the success of the road and port, and in anticipation of large future capital gains. The total of the prices of the 100 allotments sold in June 1841 was £3,519. A government township was also surveyed to the north of Moonamoona Creek, which became Huskisson, and allotments sold in 1843. But the grand plan for a thriving wool port faced difficulties and eventual decline. Sydney wool merchants and shipping interests and businesses along the road to Sydney were opposed to the road and the new port. In addition, geographic and economic difficulties affected the wool road. The steep descent proved a problem for the cumbersome bullock drays of the day. Although the distance was short, the slowness of the fully laden bullock drays descending the steep route led to ships being delayed at Jervis Bay, sometimes leaving without taking on a cargo. The road needed regular maintenance and repair, especially after wet weather. Being privately owned, the port and the wool road received no assistance from the government, and commitments to pay costs could not be met. The steep part of the road, passing through the Wandeyan Gap, fell into disuse and became overgrown around 1848, 7 years after completion. In 1854, the road was described as being in a state of total abandonment. The decline of the port town was rapid. The town allotments in the private township of South Huskisson and the nearby government town of Huskisson essentially had become worthless by the mid-1850s. By 1867, South Huskisson was deserted. Any buildings were just ruins by 1885, and by the early 1930s, all that remained of the old township was a solitary Norfolk Island pine. With hindsight, the route of the Wool Road via the Wandeyan Gap had been a poor choice. Far better routes for roads over the coastal escarpment would be found later. In 1856, the Wool Road was realigned. This government road became the modern-day Braidwood Road, which branched off via Nowra Hill to a wharf at Terreira. Wool was transported over it to Nowra until the early 20th century. Remnants of the original Wool Road can still be found north of the existing Braidwood Road, near to the Bully Gap, where the iconic beehive rock formations stand, between Sassafras and Neriga. The existing Braidwood Road, east of Bully Gap, largely follows the original 1841 route. There's a lookout known as the Jerawongala Lookout, and to reach it, visitors turn off Braidwood Road and pass over part of the 1841 route. Along the first part of the modern-day Wandeyan Road, the 1841 route of the Wool Road passes through the Wandeyan Gap, approximately 500 metres to the north from the location of the modern-day lookout. The elevation of the lookout demonstrates the folly of building a road through the escarpment at this location. Drill marks in the rocks at Wandeyan Gap are remnants of the construction of the Wool Road in 1841. Other traces remain around Tomorong, Basin View and St George's Basin. The last portion of the road to South Huskisson, now Vincentia, was reopened as a public road around 1911-12, and that involved the resumption of some private land. Land being used at the time as a private road or private track. And to do so, South Huskisson, now Vincentia, was, at the time, still a private town. The modern road is known as the Wool Road and is a largely straight road. To the south of the modern Wool Road, starting at Island Point Road and following a more circuitous route south of Cockroach Creek, is the old Wool Road. And connecting it to the modern day the Wool Road is Wool Lane. Where it exists, this old Wool Road is closer to the route of the original road than the corresponding section of the modern straighter road. Historically, the end of the Wool Road was where it entered the town of South Huskisson, from where the streets of the town led to a wharf on Jervis Bay. The story of the Wool Road is more than just a failed transport project. It speaks to the optimism and determination of a young colony, to the vital role of wool in colonial Australia's development, and to Jervis Bay's long-standing allure as a port that might have been. So next time you drive through Neriga or past a road sign marked the Wool Road, the Wool Lane or Lama Avenue, remember you're travelling along ancient Aboriginal tracks and the path of a colonial dream. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Uncovering the Bay and Basin. Until next time, may the tides carry our stories forward. I'm Stephen Brown. This program was researched, written and produced by Wendy Hamlin in the studios of 927 Bay and Basin FM. For more Uncovering the Bay and Basin episodes, see the podcast page on the 927fm.com.au website.